Good morning. Welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. How are we today?
Good morning, Mike. To be honest, I'm a little tired, but I'm here and I'm safe and happy, but yeah. A little tired. How about you?
About the same. I'm kind of always tired with the hours I keep, but this time of year, there's just so much more going on and a lot that we have to try to prepare for the next couple of weeks. I kind of see where you're going there with feeling tired.
Yeah, but I'm glad I'm not alone. And that's why I bring it up and why I want to be honest with the listeners. We all go through this at this time of year. This is what we would call in therapy, we're normalizing our experience, you know, because sometimes we feel like we're the only ones. But there's a lot going on with the schedules. You know, we are already packed to the gills. And then we add things like shopping and wrapping and getting to parties and getting to school concerts and things. We eat less or sleep less. We eat more. We eat fast. Less downtime. Like sitting in silence does not happen. So we get crabby, frustrated, and we don't take time to enjoy what's going on. We forget why we're doing what we're doing. So it comes from what we think we're supposed to be doing. Now, I always thought that I, as the mom, am supposed to be doing the shopping.
Right.
I've done it for a long time. And, you know, that my husband's schedule is much easier than mine is now. And he said yesterday, you know, I'll do that for you. And initially, my knee-jerk reaction was, no, I can do it. Then I thought, what am I, crazy?
Right. That's a gift right in itself for you.
Thank you. That's exactly what it was. It was a gift because I thought, yeah, we know what we're going to get. You get it. Everybody will be happy. And it was off my plate. I felt immediate relief.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to get me anything. That's wonderful.
So that's the key here, trying to reduce stress, and there's one way you got some stress relief at this holiday time. Hard to find those stress relievers because we're all so frantic right now.
Well, it is, and when we're frantic, it's hard to think outside the box. I noticed I was going to do exactly what I've always done, even though it was going to be stressful.
Yeah.
Why do that? So, you know, and I think many of us bring ideas from our childhood Christmases. You know, I remember how my parents did it. Mm. And people have told me how their parents did it and how they want to recreate it. But, you know, times have changed. And, you know, we had one car and my mother didn't work. Life was different.
Right.
So we're not, it's okay to do it this way. And the media tells us stuff. I mean, the things they start doing, they start advertising in October.
Oh, yeah.
And then this year with Thanksgiving only being a couple weeks before Christmas, and this is a real short time to get going, things don't fall together just that perfectly. And it implies that the shows imply that we should be on vacation and falling in love and our hair should always look good and, you know, all the snow is just dusting.
Yeah,
it's not going to have to be shoveled. So what we really need to think about, I think, is taking a few minutes, and I know that's hard when we're stressed, but taking a few minutes to decide and then act. Deciding is paying attention to what's going on and what needs to be done. If you need to go to sleep, take a nap, whatever, do it, and then do your next activity. Whenever possible, eat healthy. And here's something that will be good for all of us for months after Christmas. Evaluate our budgets. It's so easy to overspend because we want to make things perfect. Nobody's happier in the end when we do that.
Right.
Think about how many people are really on the gift-giving list. You know, there's some people we'd like to remember, but it can be something simple. You know, one year we went to a dinner and somebody had little CDs all wrapped up. A nice token. Didn't have to be a big deal.
Sure.
I also think we need to consider what our regular obligations are and how much time that takes. And then what the additions are. And usually what we forget about is travel time. And when things run over schedule, you know, the traffic gets bad and we can't get home in time to get the kids off the bus. Or, you know, somebody's not going to want to get in the car or get out of the car. Then they're done that.
Mm-hmm.
So once we know those things, we have to start thinking about, is there something we should give up? Should we buy the pie instead of make it from scratch like grandma did? Should we limit an event? Should we only go for an hour even though it's a four-hour event? And those are all things that are reasonable and doable.
Right.
But then the thing is, we have to communicate that to other people, because until we say, hey, I'm going to be really busy that day, can I stop by for an hour? I'd love to see you for the holidays, or make a visit, or let's exchange gifts. Let's not exchange gifts this year, or let's draw names. Once we've communicated, once we've acted on our decision, just like when I told my husband, sure, please right. do it, a sense of relief comes in because everybody then knows what's happening. So, you know, life is stressful and our lives matter. And so we should really take a time to pay attention and take action.
Indeed. Let's reduce that stress so we can enjoy the holidays. That's the whole point, right? Enjoying it. You want to make it nice for everybody else, but make it nice for yourself, too. That's all the time we have for today's show. Make sure you're tuned in every Monday at the same time. And you can always go online to find out more about today's topic or previous topics at safeharboril.com. And join us Monday for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.